Man, I tell myself every year I'm going to start my holiday shopping early, and then boom, it's December 23rd, and I'm panic buying a candle and a gift card and a blowtorch. But the holidays sneak up fast, and it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have some fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. I was scrolling their site and found this customizable Soundwave art print. It turns your voice recording into an actual piece of art. So dope. I recorded my niece saying, "I love you, Uncle Adam," and boom, wall art, coolest thing I've ever seen. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. It's all there. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, which is always awesome. A lot of these are handmade, small batch items, so once they're gone, they're gone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a dollar back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more, get this, than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. Get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/about. That's uncommongoods.com/about for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Happy Halloween. Oh, guys, just kidding. It's me, Adam Ray. Wow, I got you. Happy Halloween. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's a crazy time. Are you dressing up? Are you trick-or-treating? Well, I hope you're relaxing and having a good time, whatever you're doing. The world is crazy. As crazy as it's ever been. So, better time to dress up. Tell your kids to go get some Butterfingers from a stranger. Today's episode is one of my favorite things that I get to do. Two of my best buds, Piot Michael and Jonathan Kite, two of the funniest, best impressionists you'll ever see and hear. We get together once a year and we do the About Last Night Tony Danza Halloween Extravaganza, whatever, where we just sit around and we improvise for an hour plus with just all the most famous, crazy celebs, and it's just so fun. If you haven't heard this before, they're all on YouTube and past episodes. I think we've done it for like 5, 6, 7 years in a row now, and it's just so fun. And I mean, Vince Vaughn, Seth Rogen, Tom Hanks, Christopher Waltz, Christopher Walken, Anthony Bourdain, Dr. Phil, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Baron Trump, Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, Christian Bale, Nicolas Cage, all in this episode. It's so fun, it's crazy, it's unhinged, it's improvised, fully improvised. So enjoy the hell out of it. Follow Piot and John on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, AdamRayComedy.com for all my tour dates. Next week, I'm in Fort Worth at Hyenas, November 7th through the 9th. All the shows are sold out. Thank you so much. November 14th through the 16th, I'm at the Improv in Houston. First time there. Shows are moving fast there as well. So come out and see me. Houston, November 14th through the 16th. Nashville, Tennessee, November 20th through the 22nd at Zany's. And then San Antonio, December 5th through the 7th at LOL Comedy Club. First time there, December 11th through the 13th, Spokane Comedy Club, Spokane, Washington. All these tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. The first Bruce Robbins Live at the Comedy Store. Excuse me. First ever Bruce Robbins Live at the Comedy Store is next week, November. I forget what month it is. 12th. That's Wednesday, November 12th. Bruce Robbins Live, Harlan Williams, Brad Williams. I cannot wait. The show is so fun. It's only our second one ever, so come out and see it at the beginning, baby. November 12th, Bruce Robbins Live, Comedy Store. The Who Is Me theater tour is on sale, and tickets are going, man. I couldn't be so any more grateful to you guys for grabbing tickets already. Florida, Orlando, Tampa, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco. Obviously, the big Seattle show, the Moore Theater in Seattle, December 19th. What else? Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New York, Boston. AdamRayComedy.com for the Who Is Me theater tour, January through April of next year. I cannot wait. Subscribe to the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and of course, YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy to see all the Dr. Phil lives, Jeremy's, Unfiltered's. We have an Elaine holiday special coming up, maybe a Joe Biden stand-up special. I'm trying to really just get really silly and creative before the end of the year. But there's a Dr. Phil Live from Cleveland that's out on my YouTube right now with Jerry Ferrara, Sal Vulcano, Rick Glassman, and Brent Morin. Check that out. And enjoy the weekend. Happy Halloween. Be safe. Live it up. Suck it up. Spark one down. And shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. Bye, guys. We'll be right back. We'll keep right here. ALN, Halloween special. Enjoy it.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Guys, welcome back. Tony Danza here. This is the fifth annual. I'm on fentanyl, but sorry, a little Chipotle monkeypox, which is actually a band I'm in. Friday, we have our first show at the Troubadour. Come out and see us. You mind putting the image on the screen so I can see my Super Jew face? Super Jew face is actually opening for us at the Troubadour. There we go. And got it. Great, thanks. Yep. So, of course, this is a busy week for everybody in the world. There's stuff going on. There's babies are being born. I saw a Waymo car. I'll save that story for another season. But today is a special day. It's my favorite holiday. You know what holiday I love more than January 6th? October 31st. Halloween. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Lick my pussy. Today's show is a Halloween extravaganza like I've never seen before. I've got friends in low places like Garth Brooks and that pervert who tried to touch the kids and Jared Fogle. But today's episode I'm so excited. I've got people from left and right, up and down, and we're going to talk about Old Hallows Eve, as they call it. Isn't that right, Michael Caine?
Absolutely. And I'm just happy to say that I'm still alive.
Well, you know,
that's one of the things that I'm most
people forget
about.
That you aren't dead. And yes. Tom Hanks, you and I made a bet 25 years ago that Michael Caine will be dead in the early 90s.
I lost a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
I am. Well, that's actually why I had to do the movie Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia.
Yeah. Is that true? You son of a bitch.
I lost so much money. Now, I said, what? Well, I'll do this movie. I don't even know what it was about.
Well, I thought it was about the guy who invented Philadelphia cream cheese. Turns out it's about
the guy who got Philadelphia cream cheese, which is
what they call AIDS.
In the 80s.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
80s AIDS.
AIDSies was something that I pitched, and, well, it didn't do well. Well,
I spread a lot of cheese during then.
Michael, some people say you're the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of white people fucking.
Because you're Muslim.
Yes, yes. I'm not secretly Muslim. I'm openly Muslim, but nobody talks about it.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Now, Vince Vaughn, you love to talk, but one thing you hate talking about is what you're going to wear for Halloween. You always keep it a secret. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, my man. Here's the thing, baby boy. I like to have a lot of options in the trunk right now.
Sure.
My Buick's looking like a Spirit Halloween. I got a lot of things right now. I just have a giant orange plastic bag as a trash bag because I tell myself, like, hey, maybe you want to be a pumpkin, baby. Maybe you want to be the gray pumpkin from the Charlie Brown series. And then I go, hey, Charlie Brown, I got that shirt going on there, too. I bring a dog with me. I just keep a dog. Obviously, the windows are down because I need him to breathe right now. But if I need a Snoopy last minute, I'll carry around a doghouse. Daddy will just, like, pull a doghouse like it's a trailer behind me because that's the kind of energy that I'm bringing. I'm going to a progressive dinner, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing, like, the 8 days of Hanukkah. I'm doing 8 hours of Halloween. I'm going to eight different parties. I got 8 different costumes right now. And I'm also kind of running from the feds, so I got to keep my
Could you slow down? You might actually kill me.
Well, sorry, I was in 1.2 speed. Let me just do the time for a podcast. Hey, how are you? It's Vince
Well,
Vaughn.
You know who's trying to kill you in their new movie, Killing Vince Vaughn? George Lucas, you told me. You sent me a text. Yeah. Long text, by the way. This motherfucker does not keep it tight. But keep it tight. Jason Statham, I know your condoms.
Yeah, keep it tight.
Yeah, keep it tight. Is the slogan for the Statham rubbers?
Yeah, it's called, grab your crank and keep it tight. Jason Statham's got your stick shift.
We're actually, we're optioning that. We're going to try and make it into a virtual reality experience.
Into a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to put a Pez dispenser down there and, you know, dispense.
Well,
love.
It's like that movie Inner Space when Martin Short got shrunk down and went inside of Dennis Quaid. You want to do that for the Statham
condom, right? You want to have like a walk, like a haunted house.
Yeah, of course.
So you're walking into Statham's balls, basically. There's that fucking laugh again.
We're trying to get Luigi's Mansion to be inside.
Luigi Mangione.
Or
Luigi from Mario Brothers.
Both. The Luigi Brothers. It's going to be the sequel to them. Here's the thing, and I think we can all agree, Luigi don't get the respect that he deserves.
From Mario.
And the shooter.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You know, I am a billionaire, so maybe I should, I don't want him to know about me.
He's not here.
George DePeople, he's not, thankfully. George.
Wait, is he?
He might be.
That's Luigi.
Luigi, you know, can anyone do a Luigi Mangione impression? Wait.
I didn't do it.
Jeff Bridges, that's good.
I mean, listen, man, we've been trying to make this film ever since, it happened. They approached me and Bo. And they said
they said they wanted me to be Mario and him to be Luigi.
Well,
we
man.
Got confused. We thought it was about the superhero cartoon
but
thing.
But it's not. The guy who got the CEO as a brother named Mario. Guess what? He's also a plumber, man. And he hates shy guys.
It's me, Mario.
Hey, it's me, Jeff. Sorry, I...
You know, I can actually do a King Koopa impression.
Let's hear it.
Hey,
man, I think we should use it for the pitch.
That's pretty good. Can we? Do you act?
Well, I did. I was on a Who's the Boss for 8
seasons. Okay, we'll use AI instead. We're going to scan your face, your asshole, and we'll make sure we get the full picture.
George, now you told me, again through text, that everyone's dressing up as a Star Wars character, but you said you're trying to think outside the box, literally.
Which is what the name, the other slogan for the Jason Statham condom. Think outside the box.
Well,
before you put it in.
Now, speaking of putting it in, you've put in a lot of work for the George Lucas. I wouldn't say it's a butt plug, but it's what would you call it?
It's more of like a disco ball.
A disco ball with a spinner on it.
Yeah, so you could put it in the front or the back, but the main thing is it's very shiny.
And Steve Buscemi, you used it.
I have it in right now.
Yeah, right. My favorite thing about this holiday, and you said it earlier, Vince, so many costumes, so many options. But Barack Obama, man, I almost went as you last year, and you told me not to because...
I think that we are at a place right now, as a country, as a people, that there are better options to go as.
Mm.
And I didn't think that you could pull it off. I liked everything, but I didn't think you had the ears.
Well, I don't have the ears.
I thought you were Dumbo.
I don't have the ears, but my friend Joe Biden does.
I do, and also my brother Bill Biden does.
Hi, how you doing,
Bill? My brother Bill Biden.
Bill, Joe.
People don't give you enough credit.
You know, it's great to be around family.
It's amazing.
Family is the greatest
thing
in the world.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, we got our black friends
Happy
coming.
Happy Valentine's. You got black friends, too.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
I pitched the show to Biden's One Cup. And who was serving the cup? It took place at a diner, and obviously it was Obama.
Folks, here's the deal.
Who's serving?
We're happy to share.
We're happy to share.
Sip from the
we're
ship.
We're happy to share. Hey,
we're going on a cruise ship.
Do you believe in love?
I believe in hate.
Stop Asian hate, but also bring the chow mein.
You know,
don't stop the chow mein train.
I'm
who
ready to
that?
Run for
Quad
my
City DJs.
My third term.
Hey, I don't think you can run anywhere, Joe. Which is why you're on life support right now. But I do hope you live to do my sci-fi film, Two Bidens, One Brain.
Narrated by Jeff Goldblum. I've got the...
Yes. What did you say?
Two Bidens.
Two Bidens, One Brain.
One Brain.
Yes. Long ago, in the dark enchanted forest, little Biden boys, there were two of them, but they shared a brain. They shared a brain, half a brain, so not... Fully there, yes.
Well, Hunter has my Hunter's. Hunter was hunting in the forest.
Hunter's in the forest is a good story. Let me finish.
Arrow.
Hey, Jill. Jill woke up one day. She said, "Hey, I'm gonna have a baby." I said, "Hey, I didn't even come yet." Come on,
folks.
Here's
these
the
are the jokes.
These are the jokes.
It's funny.
It's
this
funny.
This is where you laugh.
Hey, what did the mom say to Michael Jackson at the beach? Please get out of my son. Come on,
folks. These are classic. If this doesn't go viral, if this isn't a viral moment, then America as a whole,
it's ending.
We're over.
The government is shut down with minds like this.
We got to move slower.
We got to call Will Smith. We got to beat the aliens.
It's all about moving slower, everybody.
We got Barack and we got Barack.
Comedy is all about low energy.
Timing. It's about timing. I can do a Hunter Biden impression.
Well, let's see.
I don't do a lot of
bang
impressions.
Bang.
No, that's Luigi.
That's Luigi Angiomoji Mojo.
Angiomoji. It's a different.
It's me. It's Kara Sedgwick. Kara Sedgwick is Chef Boyardee. It's Fallen Fox.
I auditioned for that part.
Want to hear my Chef Boyardee impression?
Yeah. God damn it.
That's you should teach a class. That's some pretty good
shit, dude. It's also my master Splinter prematurely ejaculated.
You know, I once had a splinter. I'm actually, you know, recovering from one now. That's why I have those disco balls up my ass.
I'll take it from here, Joe. Hey, Seth Rogen. Thanks for being here, because I know you've been so fucking baked.
I feel like I have not come out of hibernation since the last time we did this podcast.
Well, you know what's so funny about Halloween is I love candy, you love weed, you put those things together. Do you like eating candy more when you're baked?
Yeah, but I've never had it not baked.
Well,
I'm like Betty Crocker.
Yeah, well, more like Paula Deen.
Well, I haven't said. We don't have the same lexicon.
You know who loves to say the N-word? Morgan Freeman. I'm not saying say it. I'm just saying you love to say it.
Do I?
Yeah.
But please.
What was the movie
the
where you...
I love to know.
What was the movie...
When you thought...
Well, you didn't say it, but it was
implied. March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins.
That's right.
You know what's so funny about March of the Penguins? I thought that was about Danny DeVito.
It was. We had to change it halfway through. Because Danny DeVito froze his ass off. See, we were out in the Arctic, and Danny didn't know that we were filming something about the South Pole. Mm. He thought he was an elf. Anyway.
South Pole, that's where I met my first wife. She was a whore.
I thought you were going to say she was a penguin.
Yeah, that's where I met my wife, too.
George Lucas, I thought your wife was a Vembot. Robot.
Well, yeah, no, that's where I met her, because that's where the technology is the strongest. At the South Pole, the magnetism is really great for technology, you know.
How many chat rooms are you in that you shouldn't be in?
I'm on a couple right now, because I'm living in VR, so I'm always on, you know, constantly on the web.
Now, that's one thing I can't get behind, virtual reality. And Nick Cage, you told me that virtual reality is virtually insanity, like Jamiroquai, but it's
not real.
But, hey.
You said it best.
Well, burps King are Koopa. Real. King, that's my King Koopa. That's my King Ralph impression.
John Goodman. So I'm such a fan.
Didn't you and Charlie Sheen party with John Goodman?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fucking all the time.
We still do. We still party. We will be partying.
Except now I'm not winning. I'm just boring.
But Halloween for the Sheen family is a little different than Halloween for the Cage family. You said in your memoir, eat a dick, sit on my face.
That's our trick or treat. I have shirts, which you will know if you go to my website. I have shirts that say that. And I have said that to many a child.
What is the site again? Your site. What is your site?
ThicklessCage.com.
I tried to buy that domain, but Billy, what happened?
And then we realized that's that the right, Saudis bought it.
The Saudis bought
They're buying up everything.
They're buying everything. They bought me.
Oh, yeah, Nicholas, you performed for the Saudis at the Riyadh Comedy Festival, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, great to be here. I said, guys, what's up with all this sand? I'm known as the Saudi Arabian Jerry Seinfeld.
Didn't they film National Treasure in Saudi Arabia? Or am I just fucking, am I all high on pills?
Both. We did. We did it anew.
I just shipped in my own fucking cocaine and we photoshopped that shit.
Yeah, Charlie, you might love Coke more than your family.
Yeah, Diet Pepsi's good too.
Diet Pepsi's good. You know, I haven't had a Diet Pepsi since I...
So when you fell off your diet.
Since I fell off my diet. But I'm back on the wagon, as they say. Literally, I'm on this elliptical. Well, Ray Romano, you told me about.
Yeah, I said to paint your wagon, and you did.
But you told me about Peloton, and then Peloton had a whole, like.
I thought it was a Greek god. I was like, you should get on Peloton. She looks sexy.
What was that joke you had about Morgan Freeman in March of the Penguins?
When you're going up the hill, don't forget to look down, because that's where penguins go.
Yeah, this guy's fucking, he's losing his mind, by the way.
I opened for him in Riyadh.
I don't write my jokes anymore.
Who does?
ChatGPT.
Now, ChatGPT is scary. I know the kids are focused on KitKats.
Did you say ChapGPT?
Hey, just like my ass, really chapped.
Well, Chad GBT is...
Chet Hanks.
Is the Chet Hanks. And Tom, you said that Chet GBT hasn't taken off like it should.
No, well, here's the problem. Because every time you put in a prompt, it just says something racially weird in Jamaican.
Jesus. Your son is a little bit oopsie-daisy, agree to disagree, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I mean, he went as Obama last year for Halloween.
Jesus Christ. Well,
so did I, folks. It was great. Everybody gave me tons of candy.
To be clear, Joe never left his room.
Well, Bill Biden.
We put a vending machine in there.
That's Bill Biden.
That's me, Billy Bob Biden.
Billy Bob Biden.
Just call me BBB.
The triple B. The original, you know, BYOB is now Bring Your Own Biden. There's a lot of brothers that they forgot about.
There's a lot of us.
Here, let's go through the line. I'll say hi to all the Bidens. Ready? There's Bill.
Hi.
There's Bobby.
Hello.
There's Benedict.
It's me.
There's Benny.
Happy to be here.
There's Benjamin.
What?
There's Boofus.
Hi.
Boofus.
Hi.
Now, Boofus Biden is the guy who sold.
He's the odd one out. He's the black sheep.
He's the one. Well, careful. I don't see color, but he is.
Neither do I. I've gone blind about 3 days ago.
Is that Bill or Benny?
I'm over here.
Boofus.
Boofus, yep.
Now, Boofus.
Adopted.
You told me you pitched a movie to Steve Martin.
Oh, a lot.
Over
movies.
Facebook. And it was about.
That was you?
Yeah,
that was a great script. You know, I hadn't laughed so hard in my life. Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, Steve, you told me that you're not opposed to acting with new up-and-comers.
Or nude people.
Or new people. And Boofus, that's kind of your claim to fame, is that you go around buck naked.
Yeah.
You're like that naked cowboy in Times Square.
Only
with a tiny
nudes
penis.
In the building. That was our new show. You know, Martin Short didn't want to do it.
I can't. Can I be honest?
It's only for my fans.
Can I be honest? I only watch things on Tubi.
I only watch things in my Tubi.
Sounds like a Ray Romano joke.
Hey, Steve is faster than me. Come on.
Well, he might be faster than you, but he's not richer than you. And what I love, you know, what I love about the film industry is that Hollywood might be getting woke, but they aren't forgetting their roots. And nobody knows their roots better than Christopher Walken. And Christopher, you told me before we started the show.
I've never shown my roots. I've got to die in right now.
You've got. And you bought it at Claire's.
At Claire's.
You're doing a new ad campaign.
Of course, I had to get the new baubles for Halloween to put on the bracelet.
People forget that small mom and pop businesses like Claire's, and coincidentally started by Claire Danes.
Hi.
Did you guys know that Paul Giamatti did a Claire Danes?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Well, that's the only... I'll tell you why. Here's the deal. Claire and I, we grew up next to each other.
Yeah, we did.
In Boston.
Every day I'd say that. I'm like, you should be an actor. You're so handsome.
And the thing was, I wasn't even acting. I was on the football team. I played the ball.
Leave your teeth the way they are.
But what I love about... You're the one that told Walken to sign up for the Claire campaign because you did Arby's forever, right?
I said, Arby's, where's that beef?
And kids went bananas. So Walken...
If I take out these disco balls, I got some beef curtains now.
Beef curtains?
Yeah.
Also seen them at the Troubadour on Friday.
That would have been a good joke, too. If I did
it was Italian with Joanne Fabrics, but then they went out of business.
Yeah, you tried to save Joanne Fabrics. The way that Chappelle tried to save the punchline in San Francisco, you spent about $300 million.
Of my own money.
To make sure Joanne Fabrics didn't go belly up.
I said, how many more beef curtains do we need to make?
And that's where you lost them.
I did.
They're
smellier than blackout curtains, which was not the best slogan, but we went with it.
Can I invest in you now?
No.
Well, you can invest in helping us clear out these empty lots.
Hey, whatever you
before
need,
they
need
become a
job.
Spirit on Halloween.
Everything to Giamatti ends up being a Spirit Halloween. If you get lost in him, he just goes down these rabbit holes of like, you better go support this business, otherwise it's gonna end up like a Spirit Halloween.
I said that. I go look at the White House. They're not working there. About to become a spirit.
Uh-oh, very scary now. Look, East Wing is gone. West Wing's going to be gone. Martin Sheen's going to be gone. Charlie Sheen is going
to
be gone.
Well, and I don't mean to bring politics into this, Mr. Trump, but you told me You told me that the renovations weren't going to take that long, and it seems like it's taking up a lot of time.
Excuse me, okay? Believe me, they're not taking up a lot of time. It's taking exactly how much time I thought they were going to take.
Well, Barron Trump said that it wasn't going to take longer than a week, and it's taken long. Barron, you...
Daddy, you say it's going to take about 2 days.
Unbelievable. This boy is so clever.
God.
Can you believe he's an NYU student?
I can't believe that he breastfed until he was 19.
Can you believe?
On my breasts.
And can you, if you pull the face back, it's actually George Lucas doing Barron Trump.
Yeah, so we're still working out the kinks, you know, with virtual reality and stuff.
Barron Trump died a long time ago. We've replaced him with this beautiful, unbelievable
originally,
animatronic.
I said you could have Jar Jar Binks, and you're like, no, you got to bring
Jar Jar Binks voted for Biden.
He didn't want Jar Jar in the cabinet.
Jar Jar Biden is what we call him.
Jar Jar Biden. Jar Jar Biden.
Such a retard.
There's something about retards that, well.
Go on.
Christopher Walken, what were you saying? You said don't give candy. If the kid has a lisp, be on the lookout. If the kid's in a helmet, invite him in, right?
Well, of course. I've said it for years. And don't feed candy to lispers because they're lizard people.
Right.
And I like vampires, they can't come in your house unless you invite them in.
And Claire's doesn't discriminate for anybody, right? I mean, Claire's...
If I'm there, we do. I will kick a child in the face. I've done it. Not proud, but I've done it.
Well, I've seen you kick kids. And to be honest with you, I've kicked my fair share of children. But I usually always have to call a friend who educates me on my rage issues, my anger problems. And that is Dr. Phil, who's here now. Well, Tony, the problem with anger is that it's inside everybody. And what I love about... What I love about Halloween is that sugar doesn't define us, but it controls us. Does that make sense? And Jeff Bridges, you told me when I was writing my book, look over there, gotcha, bitch.
It was a pop-up book.
It was a pop-up book. And a pop-up book is what I call my erections during Halloween, because do I take Blue Chew? Yeah. Does my wife enjoy it? I don't know. She's usually asleep. But my point is, Jeff, you told me that Halloween...
My point is up right now.
Well, Steve, you've
I guess
never...
What's covering that point? Jason Statham's crank cockers.
Crank cockers. But crank cockers actually a terrible cereal.
Well, it gets real soggy in milk. You have to keep adding Blue Chew.
It totally destroys your teeth. I'm really fucked up.
Steve, is there...
It wrecks your asshole.
Is there something about... going out to trick or treat that makes you nervous because
not at all. It's the only day of the year that I can be myself.
Well, they're putting a lot of things in candy these days, and that's my biggest question. That's what I'm talking about with the youth. The future is you got to look out because Jeff Bridges. You told me once you opened up a Twix bar and you found what inside?
I found a finger.
Right.
I go, well, this would have been better in a Butterfinger.
Did you eat it?
Well, I mean, I sucked on it. I used it as a toothpick.
Holy shit, man. They fucking wild parties you're going to. Fucking sucking on finger candies and shit like that.
Well, Charlie,
I didn't say it was candy. I said it was, I think it was a middle finger, man.
Well,
it had a ring on it. It had a ring on it, man.
Well, you know who had a ring on it? Who talks about Bernie Sanders? You've been married for how long?
I've been married for about 400 years.
And you said sucking on fingers and toes.
That's what you got to do. You know, in the bedroom, it gets a little, it's boring at a certain point in time. And you've got to excite it up. So I called my good friend, Nicolas Cage, and I said, how do we make things exciting in the bedroom?
Hey, and I said, if you don't come in 60 seconds, you're gone. So I said, if you suck, if you just keep sucking, she will get off in 60 seconds.
Well, yes. It takes me at least a good 19 minutes to reach climax. And I talk about that in my book, but what I don't talk about is...
It's my favorite chapter, man.
Well, Jeff, you've read every book, I think, on planet Earth.
I've read a lot of them.
What's the plot of The Bernstein Bears Go to Jail?
Oh, man, that is crazy. It's for a hate crime. It takes a very dark turn. Yeah. I couldn't finish the book, man. I listened to it on tape.
The Bernstein Bears audiobook?
Yeah, it was narrated by me.
The Bernstein Bears went out to, they tried to experience Halloween a different way by putting fingers up their rectums. Lots of excitement happening there. But here's the thing. They didn't realize,
but is right.
They didn't realize but peanut butter is better than what came out of there. Yeah.
Well, what I will say is, sometimes I like to go out and be a part of the community. I'll open my door to the trick-or-treaters. I'll go outside. I'll trick-or-treat myself. But sometimes, you're right, Jeff, I just want to sit at home, cover myself in butter. Peanut Nature is the brand. Peanut Nature butter.
Peanut Nature brand, yes.
Yes. And, of course, their theme song is...
Peanut Nature brand. It's better when you understand what we actually are. A sex toy.
So it's just you cover your balls in it. And you let your dog, cat, ferret, what have you. I mean, Anthony Bourdain, before you died, you told me that one of life's greatest pleasures is letting your pet suck or lick or just devour whatever's on your body. And whether it's your sweat after a workout or Peanut Nature after just a rainy day outside in Kuwait, even if you rode the public bus to a Jamba Juice. You know, our animals are friends, but they're here for our pleasure.
I've often said, after a long day of living in the world, existing back and forth with one another, being better to mankind, your body will excrete a delicate nectar that your dog might consider the nectar of the gods. So give that dog what it wants, a tasty, salty treat, and let him lick your balls.
I'm actually one of the first investors in that in Peanut Nature, and we had a lot of auditions for that.
We had so many auditions.
We had so many guys come in and they tried to be the spokesman for that.
Well, because look, there's Jiffy and there's Skip.
Yeah.
But that's not for...
And we tried one called Jeffy.
Yeah, man. But it was a little more one-sided because Bo wasn't in the title,
No, it
man.
Was Goldblum and Bridges, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, dude. I mean, see, I get confused
It was Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, it was Jeffy.
Oh, I thought you said Stevie.
It was No.
Yeah, my hearing's so bad. I got disco balls.
But Steve, you did
Bob Biden over here.
Folks, here's the deal.
Biden butter is gross. It's a bottle of dust.
Yeah, we did Jeffy.
Yeah, we did Jeffy.
Jeffy in a jiffy. There's nothing better than Jeffy in a jiffy.
Jill puts Biden butter all over her before she goes out to the tanning bed. We bask in the sun with butter.
Baskin Robbins.
We're robbing baskets and we're rubbing butter on the poor. Folks,
we're taking away all the Campbell's soup and we're giving it to the fat kids.
We're alive.
We're opening up all the gushers. We're giving it to the gay boys.
Gushers. You can throw a Jason Cranker on top.
I'm having a gusher right now in my asshole. Jesus Christ. Can somebody help me plunge this disco ball out?
Well, hold that thought, Steve. Jeff Bridges, yeah. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, man.
So you told me before you came up with Jeffy,
yeah, man.
Which is the competitor
took hours to come up with that name, by the way. We didn't know what to title it until we looked at each other and both said...
Jeffy.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Not bad. Hey, look, there's Skip and there's Jeffy, the peanut butter to put on your balls for your animal to lick it off. It's the auditions were through the roof, and I know, you know, we had. I have a tape here if you guys don't mind, but
I sent it to you earlier. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, George Lucas directed this of all things. Yeah. The guy who directed episode one.
Yeah.
Directed the Peanut Nature, let your balls. So here I got a bunch
of. I have a whole commercial.
There was
career.
A lot of CGI that I was not expecting, man.
So here's Harrison Ford for the Peanut Nature peanut butter, which is for to put on your balls to let your dog lick it off.
All right. Let me just say something. Sometimes your Wookiee needs a snack, and what he wants more than anything. Is Jeffy peanut butter off your butter balls?
Hey, I can't believe he didn't get the job. But Robert De Niro, you got a callback?
That's right. I got a callback. I think it was because they just preferred that I didn't really talk at all.
I just kind of stuck my thumb in there and started swishing it around, make a lot of...
Yeah, you do a lot of ADR for porn these
days. I do. This, you know, nobody knows about this side business that I do, but, you know...
Didn't you also just have, like, a ninth kid? No, that's Kelsey Grammer.
No, I had a kid at my 90th birthday. That's what
right. You and yeah. Al Pacino. I can't believe...
Oh, yeah. We have kids when we're so old, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't fucking believe it. It's the best time of the time because it reminds
you. There
you
are. For a second, I thought I was talking to Bill Biden.
Folks, here's the deal. Me and Sal Pacino, we sound the same.
Yeah. Hi. I'm 70s Al Pacino.
And I'm old Southern Al Pacino.
And I'm the guy from Jack and Jill.
Hey. This is Hoo-ah. Halloween for sure. We don't know who's who. We're all just the same.
We're going as the Pacinos.
We're going as three Pacinos.
The three amigos?
The
watch
three
out.
Pacinos.
Watch out.
Hey, I don't want to sue anybody. That was my movie.
Fuck you, Steve.
Fuck you.
Fuck off. Hey, Steve.
Fuck you.
Hey, Steve, fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Fuck off.
That's really good.
I appreciate that very much. Very much.
I'm Al Pacino from...
Just say, yeah, tell us where.
I'd love to know where you're from.
I'm from the womb.
I remember him, but I don't remember you. Who the fuck are you?
Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
Cameron Diaz. Was in that movie.
That's how I know you're accurate, because when I do that movie in the future, I like to name who's in it.
Jamie Foxx.
Holy shit, dude. I am fucking sober right now, but I swear to God, this feels like I'm more on any acid than I've ever done. This is fucking wild.
Well, I haven't done acid since the Halloween. Dude, the Halloween parties in the 90s were so good. Tom Hanks, you told me that Chet wants you to come to his party now because he said it's going to be like it was in the 90s, but you told him that parties in the 90s, people didn't even... It's like, you look at Toy Story now, it's like, boy, things have mellowed out for you, Tom. Back in the day, you and Vince Vaughn were going fucking cuckoo.
Well, I will tell you this. The closest closest party now that we have to the 90s was Epstein Island.
I was there. I mean, it wasn't there. Do you want me to be there?
I made them call me Captain Phillips. That's how I got there.
You know, I did go to an Epstein party. It wasn't on the island. It was at Dave and Buster's. It was a Dave and Buster's.
You know what goes on your Buster? Jason Statham's condom.
They invited me down there to do a comedy show.
Ray Romano performed at Epstein's Island, but I was at Mar-a-Lago.
He opened for me at Epstein's
Island. I'm great with kids.
Nicolas Cage, people don't remember this. Nicolas Cage performed me. Nicolas Cage performed. It was him and the Muppets and Fraggle Rock. And you guys did a whole benefit.
No, I played one of the Diggers.
Who?
The Diggers, please. Digger.
Enunciate. Enunciate.
You know who needs it?
Well, I'll take it from here, Joe. You know, every time I go on a plane now, I listen to the Charlie Brown Halloween special, which is like, people forget that Snoopy, in the very first Charlie Brown Halloween special, had lines. They stopped. He didn't talk after that because he talked too much. And Christian Bale was the original Snoopy. And Christian, you said that it was a conflict of interest because the guy who played Charlie Brown, who I'm almost positive it was
Waltz.
It was Christopher Waltz as
yes,
Charlie Brown.
I was just excited.
And it was Christian Bale as Snoopy.
Yeah. Here's the deal, right?
You guys couldn't make it work, which sucks.
We talked over each other over, all the time.
Listen, will you just fucking let me talk? All right, here's the deal, right? So I wanted to play, you know, Peppermint Patty, yeah.
Yeah.
The lesbian.
Originally. But who ended up getting the Peppermint Patty job?
It's Paul Giamatti.
I said, well, I look good in Birkenstocks. I wear them anyway.
I always miss out to this fucking guy. He's good.
You've got lesbian energy, Paul.
You know, that's what I was voted most likely. There was not even, it was class clown, most likely to succeed, and less energy, which is also my drink.
How much do you charge for
a... Wait a second, Paul Giamatti has a lesbian
yes,
energy
he's got
drink?
A lot of estrogen. It's less energy.
Which, wait, Les Energy, that sounds like, Iron Man's nemesis.
Yeah. Well, why don't we try to get Robert Downey Jr. involved?
Well, so I was in the original Iron Man. People don't understand that the original Iron Man consisted of, so I had obviously Thor was one of my nemesis. Yes. Tron. There was
I was in Tron, man.
You were in Tron.
Almost in Tron. I just played, you know, one of the discs.
Well,
Bridges is our other brother,
played by Nicolas Cage.
Hi, you know, man.
See, and that's all he said in the movie, which is why we cut him out. But Les Energy was the original character.
It was what the suit was made out of. It was recycled Les Energy cans.
And I have never been a bigger advocate of a energy drink. Obviously,
tell me, I have Les Energy nowadays too.
Well, Bilbo
Biden.
But there's 50 Cent has an energy drink. I think it's called Pimp Juice. No, that's Nelly's drink. Nelly has Pimp Juice. But Les
Energy. They knocked us out of the market.
But Paul Giamatti, you told me that Les Energy is not just for lesbians. It's for who?
It's for anybody who likes sucking on a can.
I love sucking on lots of things. I mean, a can, that's something
new. You know
how
many people we're trying to get? Well, you say that now. What? They were broke. I'm trying to get so many people to do the advertisement.
What does it taste like? Because, look, I'll try anything once. Toes.
Man, fingers.
Fingers. McNuggets. But
you can put a Jason Statham cranker on.
Well, look, I don't wear condoms anymore. Unless I'm going into a sauna.
I never
You're
did,
a wild
man.
And crazy guy.
Well, Steve Martin, yeah, talk about never wearing a condom.
Never wear a condom.
You once told me, you're all about raw dogging, right?
Raw dogging from my old Disneyland days to Three Amigos to murders in buildings.
By the way, raw dog was the original, like, there was crime dog. Let's talk about the famous dogs over time, right? Snoopy.
Right.
Christian Bale, who played Snoopy.
I played Snoopy.
But who's the, like, there's Crime Dog McGruff. What are the dogs are there, Christian Bale? Famous dogs.
Clifford, Big Red Dog. Then they want an American for it. I said, I do an American accent. I'm doing one right now.
Right, and De Niro, you voiced Raw Dog in the Adventures of Penetration.
Yes. What was it? Adventures of Penetration and, you know. It was an interesting part because I really am method, so I did the entire thing without wearing any clothing.
And that was a sequel to Road to Perdition, was Road to Penetration. And
yes.
Tom
was great in that fucking film.
You were so
great.
Good in that.
Aye, thank you.
And who voiced Raw Dog, though? I think it was Seth Rogen.
I'm like, I'm a dog. And I want some, arf, arf, where's the jerky?
What I love about Seth Rogen is that every time he comes over to my house, right? And Seth, you know this because I have an open door policy. Every now and then I turn the locks on, I put on the Ring cam. Because,
I mean, you live out of a...
Say it.
You live out of a car, man.
I live out of a van.
Hey, just like me. We could be car neighbors.
I'm good. But Steve, I'm also bad at connecting with people. And what you told me when you put up that... What was that thing you put up... outside of the car, to look into my car, to
a police lamp.
Buscemi.
Oh, be specific, asshole.
Well, Steve Martin installed
a lot of us.
Steve Martin installed it on this.
Yeah, I've got all these magical tricks that I do, and I called Buscemi and I said, hey, you need me to install a little police lamp on your car?
Police lamp, because we
yeah, it's more of a spotlight, but he calls it weird shit. He's
live in the van in front of my condo.
I know, Steve, I love it.
And Steve lives on the street in front of my condo.
It's amazing. It's so fun to just, like, hang out in your back seat, you know, in Hot Box.
Well, Hot Box, Hot Pocket, Hot Box, by the way.
Well, that's what we almost called Les Energy. Hot Box, if you want to microwave it. I was the can metal. We have so many lawsuits.
You know, Hot Box does sound like a great all-lesbian cover band.
And you know, it was perfect in there.
Who?
A Statham crank yanker.
Jason, you told me once that you hold the record for turning the most lesbian straight.
I mean, I don't know if I still hold that record. I did in 1993.
That was a big year.
Yeah, for me.
Wasn't that the year Apollo 13 came out? Or was that the year Apollo Ono was born? I always get those confused.
Apollo Ono, I think that was the year that I turned him into a man.
Into a man.
Because I was a scout leader and none of that stuff.
Do you, what's the foot, like, I just always struggle with this because...
Me too.
I'm...
You'll see, this is why we're creating a database so that we can all collect all this information online and create a virtual, you know,
a database
where we can go and we can connect all the spider webs.
Is Boy George here?
Hey, this party got real big real quick.
You know, I'm here too. Boy George. Oh.
Pumpkin spice lattes, Halloween, divorce, fall always feels like a reset. Guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. The days are getting shorter, the evenings are getting busier, and somehow I'm expected to cook something other than Frosted Flakes or leftover pizza. That's why I love Factor. Their chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals make it easy to eat something that actually tastes good and keeps you feeling like a functioning adult. Factor has more variety and more meals than ever before. You can choose from a wide selection of weekly options, including premium seafood like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. They also have new Mediterranean diet options that are packed with protein and good for you fats. Look, I've been loving the Asian-inspired meals. The flavors are bold, remind us of the trips that we've taken to China and Japan without even leaving our couch. For more choices to better nutrition, 97% of customers say that Factor has helped them live a healthier life. I use it, and you should too. There's no chopping, no cleanup, no pretending you know what a roux is. I don't even know if I said that right. Just meals that are real and make you feel like you have your life together, even when you really don't. Eat smart at factormeals.com/ALN50off and use the promo code ALN50off to get 50% off your first box. Wow. Plus free breakfast for a year. That's promo code ALN50off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for a year. Man, I tell myself every year I'm going to start my holiday shopping early, and then boom, it's December 23rd and I'm panic buying a candle and a gift card and a blowtorch. But the holidays sneak up fast and it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have some fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. I was scrolling their site and found this customizable Soundwave art print. It turns your voice recording into an actual piece of art. So dope. I recorded my niece saying, "I love you, Uncle Adam," and boom, wall art, coolest thing I've ever seen. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. It's all there. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, which is always awesome. A lot of these are handmade, small batch items, so once they're gone, they're gone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a dollar back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more, get this, than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. Get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/about. That's uncommongoods.com/about for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
The tulips only bloom at midnight.
Sorry, what?
The tulips only bloom at midnight.
Are you talking to
me? The tulips only bloom at midnight.
I'm gonna sit on another bench if that's okay.
You don't need a secret code to get better deals on credit. You just need a little help from Experian to improve your credit score. Download the Experian app and check your credit score and report for free today.
Delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor.
I remember me and Boy George, we went to one of these parties.
Gary Freeman?
No, Gary Freeman. This is Ian McKellen.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, of course. You're a little stoned, aren't you, Tony? You know, it's kind of...
Say that again.
It's a little foggy in this room. It's hard to see. But Boy George and I, we went deep into the recesses of...
The recesses?
The Reese's Pieces peanut butter finger jab.
I had those. The finger licking good.
There's a lot of...
That slogan was already taken, though, man.
There's a lot of sexual toys and fingering. And all things associated with peanut butter and pleasure.
What do you think there's a wrong way to eat a Reese's? And, like, never. Do you think Reese Witherspoon ever says that?
I think there is a wrong way to eat a Reese's.
Well, Paul, yeah, look, Les Energy isn't just for the gays. It's also for the...
It's for the straights.
Right.
Is it wrong
it was a
to
weird
eat it
campaign
rectally?
Slogan.
Because you could just say it's for everybody at
it's
that
for
point.
For everybody.
You actually don't need to get specific.
I said, here's the problem. The commercials were 25 minutes long. We couldn't afford it.
George Lucas directed them,
I did. I just said action, and I never yelled cut. Just keep going.
It felt like a live feed.
What was the
deeper?
What was the budget for those spots?
Well, whatever it was, we went over.
Yeah, that's why Joe and guess what? That commercial is going to get turned into.
You know how many ventures I've lost money in? Joe and Fabric beef curtains. When somebody pulled aside, we're trying to have a what's inside here? Oh, pull out of Les Energy. We're trying to do a mashup, and the only thing we did was mash up my credit score.
And that's why I'm scooping up all of Paul's rolls. He's too busy drowning in debt.
I'm too busy doing community service.
Oh,
and trying to pay back the long shots.
By the way, long shots. Now, you talk about a candy I used to love. Adam Driver.
I said long sharks.
Oh, long sharks. Well, long
sharks. What's wrong with you?
Long
you can't see and you can't fucking hear. Tony, you need to get a fucking
I
doctor.
I do. I need a hearing aid or just...
I know something about AIDS.
You do. And
Philadelphia.
You know who else? And you know what's so funny? Adam Driver tried to get these chocolate HIV bars made.
Yes, I tried to do them with Magic Johnson.
What happened?
It was called Magic... Take a Magic Prick. What has happened? I will tell you what happened. We invested with Paul Giamatti.
Well, it, let the record show. Paul has a bad eye for business. He's a great guy.
I've invested in everything, except I'll tell you the one thing I did invest in. About 25 years ago, someone said, "Here, you ever heard of Bitcoin?" I said, "What the fuck is a Bitcoin?" They said, "You want to invest in Apple?" I go, "Fruit?" They said, "Amazon?" I go, "I've never been to the rainforest."
You know, there's everything on Amazon. My friend.
Yeah, including malaria. I can't go there. I didn't know that it was an online thing, not the way it was pitched to old Paul. I said, oh, but monkeys are eating bananas.
Yeah, I love a banana. My friend bought a banana on Amazon.
Banana, fan of food.
Banana, fan of
food. Banana, Bojanga, bring. Come on,
banana. Man, white. Am I Wonger? Am I white?
I can't believe the government shut.
Wait, I got a new game show. It's Whites versus Asians called Am I White or Am I Wong?
Yeah, I can't believe the government's shut down.
We'll probably cut that. we're keeping it in.
Keep it in.
Which is what?
Jason Statham's new condom trademark tagline is called "Hey, you can blow. Keep it in."
I can't get mine out. Jesus Christ. How do you get disco balls out of your ass? Does anybody know?
Well, this... Because
I put them in, but Jesus.
When people ask me trick... Go ahead.
They're deep
What happened there. To class? I've been sitting in this waiting room for 25
Christopher,
minutes.
I
thought we were doing a class documentary.
We were.
Hulu.
Not a doc...
And then someone said, Hulu is gone.
Christopher.
I said, why am I here?
Well, look, you're my favorite Chris. Chris Columbus, Chris Waltz, Chris Walken.
I was in the Chris Columbus story.
Weren't you going to play Christopher
yes,
Columbus?
Yes, I was. I said, the audition, very simple. They said 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And it was pretty much that. They said, can you say it? I did. Boom, I'm in. Then everyone said that he was a bad guy. And I didn't want to be associated because I'd already played Hitler.
Great Scott! Speaking of other Christophers, I had to break the space-time continuum to make sure that his timeline was correct.
For a second, I thought that was Christopher Lloyd doing Hitler from Back to the Future.
Das ist nicht gut!
I would say Mein Kampf. Yours Kampf.
This
Mein Kampf.
Well, it's
like Mike Lindell, your pillow, my pillow. Hi.
I don't do a lot.
You're doing great.
Is there something about, because you won't turn down a role, Chris.
I can't. I invested too much with Paul.
I know you're thinking about playing Mark Zuckerberg in the new Facebook movie.
Yeah, Jeremy Strong was announced, but I'm telling you, I got a call back tomorrow.
Well, your Zuckerberg is so good. It's not even just your impression. It's just, you know, Facebook. You were one of the first friends that I had. You remember Tom on MySpace?
Well, I'll tell you what I remember. They said, do you want to invest in Facebook? I said, I already have a face and I have a book. What's that? Hold on, Paul. You were saying.
Chris.
Tom from MySpace, of course. He's a brother.
Who was in your top 40 on MySpace?
Well, glad you asked. It was Bob Biden.
I was just happy to have a like.
It was Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, of course. I was always there, always happy to be your friend. And your space is my space.
It was Steve Martin.
I unfriended him as soon as I found out who it was.
Claire Danes.
I don't use it anymore.
Boy George. Hello.
Jennifer Aniston was in it too, right?
Oh gosh.
Jennifer, good to see you. I can't believe you have all these people here. It's just like, this is your life.
Your top 40 was filled with people.
They drop a fucking bomb here.
Nancy Pelosi was in there.
Gone.
was also Mitch McConnell.
I hate gays.
All right, Mitch. No one asked you to talk.
What I'm gonna miss about when Halloween is over, because it's, you know, like this show, Halloween has a timestamp, but unlike the milk in my fridge, hey, it's always on the table.
I always say this. They say it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I say it's Halloween somewhere.
That's true. I mean, think about in Iraq right now. And Morgan Freeman, you just went to Iraq.
I just did, yes.
To film a new documentary about
I still have sand up my ass. We filmed a documentary about the elusive white beetle.
That's in Iraq? Or
no, it's just a white beetle, but the fifth member of the Beatles.
Oh, interesting. And you just filmed on a soundstage?
Pete Best.
The who?
Pete Best. He was the original drummer.
His name was Pete Best?
Wow, what's going on here? Are we getting back to Claire's or what? Hulu, this...
Well, what I will say about Claire's, Morgan, you went over there and
got the earring.
I don't want to put you on blast, but you went over there to film a doc, but you really opened the Claire's in Iraq.
That's right. You know, they need a spokesperson over there. Abu Dhabi, those people, they got a lot of money. They said, come on. We're taking over Iraq now.
They wanted the visa guy.
Yeah, we need the guy with a cool voice. And so it was kind of like a hedge fund, weird, like shady shit. And I said, I'll do it. But my only request is we open a Claire's because they're gone now.
I will say, I thought it was a little weird that Claire's slogan was, we're taking over Iraq. I just as a guy who's been there before and had a lot of problems.
Well, America. That's what we did. We got rid of the Iraqis so we can install the Claire's.
Hey, it's Alan Bush, George Bush's brother.
That's right.
I'm Boyning Bush.
I'm Billy Bush.
Billy Bush, my number one guy.
All right. I'll get you a Mario Lopez pube.
That's
my Billy Bush.
That's all I ask.
You know, I saw Mario Lopez at the Dodger game last night. Screamed at him a couple cocktails in, said I'm a big fan, said I went to Bayside High. True story. I'm looking at you telling you that this story happened. Man. Last night, shook my hand. Guy looks great, by the way. Guy looks 22. Beautiful. I'm not gay, but if he had sucked me off at the game, I wouldn't have told my wife.
And make sure you wear one of Jason Statham's Cranky Anchors.
Which is actually what this show is sponsored by. And unfortunately, the show is rounding the... we're getting on the goal line. And what I always love about getting to the finish is what my friend Bernie Sanders told me and what my friend Gilbert Godfrey told me, which is when you feel like you can't do it, you do what?
Oh, yes. When you feel like you can't do it, don't! Just let someone else deal with it, like Paul Giamatti.
Hey, Jeff Bridges.
Yep.
If you had to be in one Halloween remake, what would it be? What movie? Because there's a lot. There's Hubie Halloween.
Wow.
Which is crazy that's the first Halloween movie I could think of.
Out of all of them. It's Hocus Pocus.
Oh, shit.
Halloween right. Town.
Halloween. Halloween. Jesus.
Nice
Halloween
Before two. Christmas.
Halloween 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. There's
Halloween threesome.
Yeah. Well, that's...
It's just me and two pumpkins. Wink.
Twink.
It's a gourd. I engorged myself.
Have you ever carved a jack-o'-lantern? And that's not a euphemism. Mr. McKellen, have you ever carved a jack-o'-lantern? Didn't you win some pumpkin contest?
I did. I had a pumpkin contest was to see how long I could sustain an erection while pumping into a pumpkin. It was called the Pumping Pumpkin Contest.
Wait a second. So correct me if I'm wrong, because I did see this on TMZ, who is my main source for news. Bing, we'll add in a ding noise. You cut a hole out of the pumpkin mouth.
Yes. And it was, well, lubricated, and I pumped the pumpkin.
But there's kids at this party, no?
Well, they're all 18.
Fair enough.
There's still children in my eyes.
Oh, Tom Hanks was there.
It happened on Epstein's Island.
Well, the circle gets a square. Do you regret going to Epstein Island, Mr. McKellen?
Those were the old days.
Yeah. Well, 2021.
Everything
pre-COVID doesn't count. Wait a minute, that was after.
There's always carpe diem, or you had to have been there. People always have these phrases to use to justify the behaviors.
Yes,
you know?
We are.
Like Giamatti, every time you lose money, you say...
I say, well, actually, we've tried to put a merkin on the side of the Les Energy and called it carpet diem. And then if they wanted to, just DM and we'll send you a promo
code.
I'm
telling you, you gotta bring
DM.
This fucking thing
didn't
back.
Didn't work. The whole fucking thing didn't work.
Well, you would buy them all.
You buy what?
All the carpet diem.
Well, I wish you had said that before we went flat broke.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank especially, and I'm sorry we never got to you, but RFK, I'm so sorry we didn't get to you.
I appreciate that so much. I was over here. I'm going as a bumpkin this year, and the worm in my head is going as the thing that carved me.
And the worm in your head is actually here.
Those munching sounds that he's doing, that's him just eating more of my brain.
And Robert, you're going to go as who for Halloween again?
JFK.
Well, everybody, this has been the Tony Danza Halloween Extravaganza, and reminding you out there to trick or treat, but also take a step back and put one foot in front of the other, because life gets crazy. And whether you've got chocolate or Milk Duds or Sour Patch Kids, there's something for everybody. And look, you might be Paul Giamatti. You might have invested in a business that went belly up.
It did.
You might have been Morgan Freeman lying about reasons to go overseas to open up a drugstore as a front to do a weird documentary about the
I fucking hate my family.
But at the end of the day, family is everything. And if you're Christian Bale, who gets fired on the set of the Charlie Brown sequel,
no.
Or if you're Bill Biden trying to pitch Jeff Bridges your new roller shoes.
What do you got, man?
I've got shoes that make me slide. Let's do it.
You could be Tom Hanks plotting the fake kidnapping of your son Chet Hanks just to make him more relevant.
Well, somebody just steal this kid.
Or you could be Barack Obama. Going as Michelle Obama for Halloween.
I'm going as Big Mike. Not Tyson.
But at the end of the day, as my friend Anthony Bourdain says, Halloween is just a day
about sharing it with loved ones, with bags of candy, dressing up as ghouls, and honoring the harvest. Because at the end of the day, life is about enjoying the treats and surviving the tricks. God bless America. And sugar.
Does anybody else want to fucking snort this Tootsie Roll with me?
Different kind of sugar.
Whoa!
Hey, I'd love to do a line of coke off of stripper.
I'll join you.
Claire Danes?
No. Yeah, it was me the whole time. I was doing a virtual reality Claire Danes, but I was going to say, we can make anything happen now. Yeah.
We can make anything happen, ending this show.
Yeah.
For everyone here, Claire Danes.
Boy George.
And the worm. Boy George. And the worm.
And the worm inside my head.
We want to say happy Halloween, and we'll see you next year. Good night, everybody. Yeah.